Good morning, this is Akashwani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Both leaders reaffirm efforts towards peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. Indian contingent participates in massive joint military exercise in Russia to share tactics on conventional warfare. National mourning declared in Nepal today for the victims of anti-corruption Gen Z protests. US President Donald Trump arrives in UK on his second state visit. TikTok to continue in US after months-long negotiations with China. And Neeraj Chopra set to begin his title defense of the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump, during which Mr. Trump extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed his shared commitment with Mr. Trump to advancing the India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's support for Mr. Trump's efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. PM Modi's message comes at a time the US has imposed steep trade tariffs on India, with 50% duty on Indian imports, which is among the highest imposed on any country in the world. On a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. In Nepal, the Home Minister has announced a public holiday as a national mourning in honour of those who lost their lives in the course of Gen Z protest on September 8th and 9th. The government has decided to hoist the national flag at half-mast at all government offices, Nepali embassies and missions abroad, along with a public holiday. We have a report.
President Ramchandra Podail has prorogued the ongoing session of the National Assembly. In the current crisis situation, the meeting of the government secretaries held yesterday under the coordination of the Chief Secretary at the Prime Minister's office in Singha Darbar decided to not receive extra allowances, considering the urgency to maintain austerity in adverse situations. The government programs like seminars, workshops and interactions would be held in government offices, and the province and local levels would also be asked to adopt such measures. The National Planning Commission, the Finance Ministry and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority would be coordinated for assessment of the damaged infrastructures. Immediate arrangements would be put in place to ensure essential services like telephone, electricity, justice delivery, food supply, health and medication, drinking water, education and public transport. A detailed action plan would be prepared for providing compensation to the damages incurred in the physical infrastructures, devices, machines, vehicles, furniture and information system. All small-scale projects, Tukde Yojana, would be slashed as per the proposal mooted by the new government. The public service delivery will be made prompt, convenient and smooth as per Gen Z's demand and spirit. With Shweta Singh's report from Nepal, this is Tanvi Khurana for World News.
World leaders today greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday. In Sri Lanka, special prayers have been held across the country to mark the day, reflecting goodwill across faiths and communities. The Bora community in Colombo is organizing a prayer at the Husseini Mosque in Colombo, offering blessings for Mr. Modi's health and continued leadership. Prayers are also scheduled at the Mahabodhi Society in Colombo, where monks will invoke blessings from the Dhamma. In the eastern province, special prayers also planned at the historic Thirukoneswaram Temple in Trincomalee for the Indian Prime Minister. Similarly, at a multi-religious sacred site at Kataragama, prayers will be held later today. Apart from this, prayers have also been held at various places across the island. Prime Minister Modi has played a central role in deepening regional connectivity and cultural exchanges and was honoured with Sri Lanka's Mitra Bhivishan earlier this year. As part of long-standing defence relationship with Russia, India participated in the Zapad 2025 military exercise at Nizhny Novgorod in Russia. In a press release, the Defence Ministry confirmed that a contingent of 65 Indian Armed Forces personnel from the Army, Air Force and Navy took part in the exercise. The Indian Army Group is led by a battalion of Kumau Regiment. The joint drills led by Russia and Belarus involved around 100,000 troops and focused on improving military cooperation, interoperability and sharing tactics for conventional warfare and counter-terrorism. The exercise, which concluded yesterday, allowed the forces to enhance their operational abilities, integrate new technologies and work in a multinational setting. India's participation strengthens defense ties with Russia and promotes mutual trust and collaboration between the two countries. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on EIR app. US President Donald Trump arrives in Britain tonight for a historic second state visit, accepted at the invitation of King Charles III. Speaking to reporters en route, Trump described the visit as going to be a very big thing, signaling a high-profile engagement with the British monarchy and government. After stepping off Air Force One, President Trump and First Lady Melania were welcomed by U.S. Chief of Protocol Ambassador Monica Crowley. The couple will stay in central London at Winfield House, the official residence of the U.S. ambassador to the U.K. since 1955. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived earlier and was greeted on the tarmac by UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. King Charles III is scheduled to host President Trump and First Lady at Windsor Castle for a two-day series of events. During the visit, the two nations will seal investment deals, a renewal of a special relationship. US President Donald Trump has announced a deal allowing TikTok to continue operating in the US after months of negotiations with China. The agreement required TikTok's U.S. operations to be transferred from Chinese owner ByteDance to American companies. In a briefing at White House yesterday, the U.S. president said that a deal regarding TikTok had been reached, mentioning interest from several major U.S. companies, though no details were given. The announcement came just a day before the deadline for ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a shutdown. However, the White House later extended the deadline to December 16th, giving ByteDance 90 more days to finalize the sale. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani yesterday, urging Doha to continue its mediation efforts as Israel ramped up its bombardment of Gaza City. The high-profile diplomatic visit took place amid rising regional tensions following Israeli strikes targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital last week, an action that sparked widespread international condemnation. Rubio's arrival in Doha occurred just one day after Gulf states pledged to activate a joint defense pact during an emergency summit in Qatar, where Arab and Islamic leaders demonstrated solidarity against Israel's recent attacks. The timing underscores the urgency of diplomatic efforts as the conflict threatens to spiral beyond Gaza's borders into broader regional confrontation.
Speaking to the media en route to Doha, United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio underscored the strengthening partnership between Washington and Qatar, noting that the enhanced defense cooperation agreement is close to finalization. But he also warned that chances for a ceasefire deal are slipping away. His remarks came as Israeli forces pressed ahead with their ground offensive, killing dozens in Gaza City and destroying residential buildings. Earlier, during a media briefing in Israel, Rubio delivered sharp criticism of moves at the United Nations supporting Palestinian statehood.
These things that people are doing in different countries are doing at the United Nations. First of all, they're largely being done because of their own domestic politics. Second
and
of all, they're
now,
largely symbolic.
Close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump. Both leaders reaffirm efforts towards peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. Indian contingent participates in massive joint military exercise in Russia to share tactics on conventional warfare. National mourning declared in Nepal today for the victims of anti-corruption Gen Z protests. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in U.K. on his second state visit. TikTok to continue in U.S. after months-long negotiations with China. And Neeraj Chopra set to begin his title defense of the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.